40 Days of Words, Words and Meditations, Psalm 19, verse 14. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you, O Lord, my rock and my redeemer. Hi, this is Jim Brown. In Genesis, we learn that in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth, and that for 6 days, God created everything, including humanity, by speaking words. Since we are made in His image, our words have power as well. The scripture teaches that life and death are in the power of the tongue, from Proverbs 18. Studies show that people speak an average of 15,000 words a day. Can you believe it? That's true whether man or woman. And since our words do matter, I wonder how many of those 15,000 words you spoke yesterday that were pleasing in God's sight. How would you characterize your words yesterday? Were they primarily encouraging, helpful, uplifting, calm, and filled with faith, hope, and love? Or were they often discouraging, negative, doubtful, fearful, dreading, upset, or unkind? It's easy today, especially if one watches or reads the news regularly, to reflect negativity in what we say. So here's the deal. What we think about or meditate on will come out of our mouths. And God holds His children, like we did our own children, responsible for what comes out of our mouths. Paul said in Ephesians 4, "And never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth. But instead, let your words become beautiful gifts that encourage others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them." Unquote. This psalm is a prayer to the Lord, and we need to ask Him to help us with the words of our mouth, just as David did here. My prayer, Lord, there are so many things my mouth is capable of saying. Please help me think on and say words that are pleasing in your sight. Amen.